This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we're launching into this the third hour of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Johnson.
Coming up, we'll play you a message from our voicemail system that we've been telling you about. We'll give you the phone number at the time so you can program that into your phone and you can listen to us over your phone line if you want to. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on here tonight. Plus, you can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've been discussing the millennials. The generation after Generation X, generally considered early 80s to around the year 2000. And there have been a lot of negative articles in the mainstream media about this. Johnson, you brought in something a little more positive, talking about millennials that are mentoring, reverse mentoring. They're mentoring older generations like the baby boomers on technology. And then just to check and see what the media was saying about millennials today, I did a Google search and found a bunch of news stories about how apparently millennials are having less sex than the previous generation, than Generation X. And the Washington Post...
They're all busy playing Pokemon.
Well, that could be a factor. In fact, that is what Alexandra Wolf says here. She doesn't cite Pokemon specifically. She says, quote, "It's not like I'm saving myself for anything. It's more like I've been busy." And she's 19. Sam Way, a 26-year-old financial analyst in Chicago, has not had sex since her last relationship ended 18 months ago. She makes out with guys sometimes, and she likes to cuddle. She says, quote, "To me, there's more intimacy with having someone there next to you that you can rely on without having to have sex," she said.
I'm sure her male friends feel the same way.
"I don't want to do anything," she says, "that would harm the relationship and be something that we can't come back from."
Right.
Well, now, that's a strange thing to say that sex would harm the relationship. Why? Right. Why would snuggling with someone but not having not having sex be okay and very intimate, but then having sex with the person would harm the relationship? Is that what she's saying?
I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of dopey girls that believe that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, there is something to be said for, I think there is some truth to if you have sex with somebody, they get a little crazy.
That's been
true for some people.
If you're cuddling with someone, that's kind of the same.
Isn't that the same thing, right? That's kind of the point I'm making here.
You know.
I guess she doesn't believe that. But what do you think? You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. "It's a less sexy time," says the Washington Post, "to be young than it used to be. Despite millennials' reputation as bed hoppers frolicking like the characters on Girls, a study published Tuesday in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior finds that younger millennials born..."
I'm sure you can find another article right now that says that millennials are
having
more
sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, get cranking on it.
Okay, 2 seconds.
It says here the younger millennials, the ones born in the 1990s, so not the 80s millennials.
Okay,
here.
Interesting.
The younger millennials born in the 1990s are more than twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s as the previous generation was. Even older millennials are more sexually active than this younger group is. So there's a split within the millennials, apparently. So people born in the 80s, more sexually active. People born in the 90s, not so much. In fact, twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s, which is generally when people are considered to be very, very horny. They're very sexually active in that age range. Recent research also shows that overall, millennials, people born between the early 80s and 2000, have fewer sexual partners than baby boomers and those in Generation X, which is the group immediately preceding them. Granted, the vast majority of young adults are still having sex, but an increasing number of them appear to be standing on the sidelines. Delaying sex is not necessarily bad, say experts. Being intentional about when to have sex can lead to stronger relationships in the long run. And the trend may also reflect women's feeling more empowered to say no, said Stephanie Kuntz, the director of research at the Council on Contemporary Families. She says, quote, "As people have gotten much more accepting of all sorts of forms of consensual sex, they've also gotten more picky about what constitutes consent. We're far less accepting of pressured sex," she said. Some experts are concerned the drop-off reflects the difficulty some young people are having in forming deep romantic connections.
It's great that there's not more, you know, that they're not accepting of pressured sex, but then, okay, then why, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know where my thoughts are going with it. You know, like,
what about Tinder? It's, I think, what you said earlier.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I really what I'm trying to say now. I'm saying, like, it's great that, you know, women aren't feeling as pressured or are able to say no. But then why aren't women saying yes more? You know, like,
I think that's a silly thing to say, like, too, because it's, you know, always been the woman has been the sexual aggressor in my relationships.
Right.
I mean, I don't consider myself to have a high sex drive, right. So that might be why.
But generally, it's supposedly not true, although I would say that's true for me, too. You know?
What's not true?
That typically it's men that are the sexual aggressor. You know, like, they're more sexually aggressive than women. Like,
that's what people believe, but I don't know if that's really true.
I don't know if it's true either.
I think women are as sexual creatures as men are,
right.
Period. It's just that they are, you know, by society, repressed and told to, they go, you're not supposed to want
sex. I don't think you and I are, though, in the standard, you know, norm for how guys are with women.
I don't think either
of us are. Neither of us want kids.
Right.
You know, like, I don't think either of us
conquest.
I don't think either of us are really very relationship driven either at all. You know, it's sort of like, you know, I think that if you were single tomorrow, you're not going to be like, I need a new relationship.
No, definitely not.
It's like, and I think that there are a lot of guys that are like that way, you know, and
chasing tail.
Yeah,
so
constantly.
Speak.
Like, that's their main motivation in life, and it's, and you know, you and I.
But if it wasn't tail to chase,
category, so
but if there wasn't tail to chase, though, that would not be a successful thing, right? So there are women out there who absolutely want to have sex, and that's what they're interested in. So I agree with you that this, you know, the claim that women feel more comfortable to say no is a ridiculous thing here, that women are frequently interested in having sex, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But there may be something to the idea that this particular generation,
well,
isn't that interested.
Just how you phrase that, I'm a little confused, but I think it's good that women are not, are feeling more enabled to, or empowered
to
say no.
But I don't think that's a factor as to why people are having less sex.
Right.
That's what this one lady's explanation is for it. I think it's much bigger than that.
Right.
Because
I mean, no, I think that could absolutely be a factor if they're, you know, just saying no all the time, you know, which is possible. It's absolutely possible. I mean, this, and especially in this weird, triggered social justice warrior generation where they're constantly, like, you know, concerned about weird social norms all the time, you know, like, I don't know, like, absolutely I could see that being a factor.
We'll give you some of the reasons cited here for people not having sex. According to the Post, some experts are concerned the drop-off reflects the difficulty that some young people are having forming deep romantic connections. They cite other reasons for putting off sex, including pressure to succeed, social lives increasingly conducted on screen, unrealistic expectations of physical perfection encouraged by dating apps, and wariness over date rape. Noah Patterson, age 18, likes to sit in front of several screens simultaneously, a work project, YouTube clip, and a video game. To shut it all down for a date and even a one-night stand seems like a waste.
Right.
He says, quote, for an average date, you're going to spend at least 2 hours, and in that 2 hours, I won't be doing something I enjoy.
See, here's the problem that I see that needs to be resolved. Okay, so I think you're probably right about, you know, women being sexual creatures, but I think that in a matriarchal society, a society that's, you know, increasingly matriarchal, that, what you have is you have women who want to have more sex in a culture where they still don't feel, and this is something that they create, that women created amongst themselves, where they still don't feel like it's necessarily okay for them to go out and be the initiators. Like, I don't think that, I think that there are some women who initiate, but they're in the drastic minority.
And they don't do it because of what other women will think.
Right.
Oh, she's a slut.
Right, they're the type of women who don't necessarily care. They have to be very self-confident in themselves, but I think they're also, you know, not the norm. Again, I think those women are not in the norm either. You know, like,
well, the norm here is that most people are having sex still, as the story does point out. But it's that a millennial would be twice as likely, especially the ones born in the 90s,
right.
Twice as likely to be sexually inactive.
Right.
So why is that?
Right.
So we'll look at,
pretty huge.
We'll look into...
It's the same thing is like going on even more in Japan. That's
right. Yeah, we talked about that previously.
Right.
You can join us here toll-free in Japan where it's like, you know, they're just not even having relationships.
Right.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll get some of the opinions from some of the millennials here in moments, and you can join us and share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Generation X apparently a lot more sexed than Generation Y. A lot of the millennials, especially the ones born in the 1990s, are having less sex. According to the story over at the Washington Post, which is actually based on a study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, it found that younger millennials born in the 90s...
So here we go.
Oh, hold on. ...are more than twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s as Gen Xers were.
Right. According to a May report of the Archives of Sexual Behavior, millennials participate in casual sex with more likelihood than earlier generations, increasing from 25% to 38%. 35% of Gen Xers...
So they're more likely to have casual sex, but overall less likely to have sex. Is what you're saying.
I guess. I don't know what that means. Like, what? Maybe they're just liars. You know, I don't know. You know, like, this is ridiculous. Because I knew that I would find statistics. Because I know I've read...
Which is the same journal, by the way. The Archives of Sexual Behavior.
That's hilarious. Because, I mean, it's like, you know, it's weird. I knew I would find an opposite study. Because I've read articles in the past that have said, like, you know... The millennials are going crazy. They just hook up all the time. It's a hookup culture.
Well, that's what the Tinder thing's all about, right?
You know, like, they've got apps. They've got all these options. And I've read so many different articles.
I don't understand it personally.
Right.
Like, that's not what I'm looking for. I don't see what the fulfillment is of a hookup.
Like, what I've heard is that they have sex all the time and they don't get into relationships anymore. And maybe they just don't want to talk about it, you know? That's probably what's going on here, is that this, you know, whatever this journal is not getting actual reports of them actually saying, yeah, we sleep together. You know, they're just saying, you know, oh, hook up, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe they're just misunderstanding.
Well, okay, I think it could be possible, though, that both of these things could be true, Johnson.
Maybe.
I mean, so you're saying millennials more likely to have casual sex than previous generation. This is saying millennials less likely, the 90s millennials, are less likely to have sex overall. They're twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s. So, but that doesn't mean that
it
the ones who are
like
active...
Nonsense. You just look around and, you know, like, okay, like this thing here. Statistics range showed that 59% of adults ages 20 to 26 have sent a sext. And 64% of...
But remember, the study here says that it's still the majority are having sex. So of those who are having sex, they're probably like what you're saying. They're the ones who are having the one-night stands. They're the ones who are doing the Tindering. But of those who aren't having sex, they're just not interested in it.
Right.
They're not interested in relationship, and they're not interested in Tindering. So you can share your thoughts with us
here.
Maybe
they're fugly.
Let's go to the phones here. James is in Montana. You can bring up anything. And there's more to the story, too. We'll continue that. They interview some millennials and get their thoughts. James, you're on Free Talk Live, though. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just said you guys were talking about succession last night.
We were.
I'm one of these people that are more for states' rights and human rights and individual rights and succession, because by the time you succeed
it's from
the union. Yes, sorry. I had a stuttering problem when I was a kid.
You can succeed at seceding. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. But you, by the time you break it down, then we're going to end up with city states. By if everybody keeps succeeding, and then you have succession. Well, the way I looked at the New York, why not just make New York a city state?
Yeah,
and
why not?
You have Washington. Well, who's going to defend it? The police. Then you're going to have everybody where it's nothing. As you still need a higher form of power, but you do not need a police state. And I believe that is what, with this Blue Lives Matter in Louisiana, if everything keeps going the way it's going, we're going to have a police state rather than a union. But states need to fight for their rights, which I don't know how.
Well, you have a police state now. It's not that there's a police state coming. You have the police state now. It's just not as ever-present as it could be. But if they want it to be, they can. So if you look at the Boston bombing, for instance, or the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, you can see what a police state looks like. They brought out all of the troops, the shock troops, the Bearcats, the MRAPs. They've got all of that, and they can do it anytime they want to, and they have done it. They have put us in those places, you know, into a police, all-out police states with checkpoints. They did it in Manchester earlier this year as well. So, you know, we've seen those things happen. We have that today, and we have that with the giant federal government that we have, because the federal government encourages it by sending grants to local police departments.
Well, yeah, and I don't believe the federal government's business is to fund the states or fund our welfare. It is our states' responsibilities to fund our people. within our states and take care of our own roads as the Constitution, you're not supposed to pay a federal tax. Federal income tax is illegal. The taxes are only supposed to be for your tariffs of import and export. And
so what you're saying is you don't want to see any secession, or you want to see some secession, but not all the way to a city state or
Yeah, that's what
whatever.
I'm saying. I don't want to see all the way to a city state. I want to preserve the union, go back to what the Constitution is actually.
Okay, so you don't want secession at all then?
No, I want secession. States need to secede from the federal government because the federal government.
How does that preserve the union?
How does that preserve the union? We strip back the power of what the federal government has. The states need
you don't. By definition, if you're seceding, you are not preserving the union. You are breaking up the union. That's the whole point.
Well, okay.
Screw the union. It didn't work. It's a failure. We need to leave it behind in the dustbin of history.
No, the union is not a failure. What we're doing now is becoming a failure.
No, sir. It's been a failure. It was a failure from day one.
No, it wasn't.
Centralization of power has never worked in the history of mankind.
But that was
just because it's Americans doing it.
Of the Constitution.
It doesn't matter what the intentions were. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, sir.
Well, I understand that. But why do you sit there and say it's a failure from the beginning when without our Constitution and the good intentions of it, you wouldn't have your nice radio show you have right now?
The Constitution, arguably, is an inferior document to the one that came before it. And further that, it just, you know, it's always empowered people. The federal government has empowered people to rule over others using violence. And that's not okay. It wasn't okay in the 1700s. It wasn't okay in the 1800s in the Civil War. And it's certainly not okay today.
Well, violence is never an answer. But with corrupt, only the corrupt people want to be politicians.
That's right.
It is.
And they were corrupt back in the days of Washington and Jefferson, too. It's just that, you know, you didn't have the internet back then, so you didn't get all the news about that.
Oh, I understand that.
Right. So it's been a failure from day one. And the fact is, the Constitution hasn't stopped.
Any government's a failure from day one.
Good. Let's get rid of them.
No, you can't get rid of a government because then you'd have people that take anarchy the wrong way and just want to go out and hate and kill and destroy everybody.
Wait, isn't that happening, though, right now? I mean, aren't they called the police? They go out and hate and kill people.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Haven't you ever been to copblock.org? I mean, these cops are killing. They've killed hundreds of people in the United States so far this year. Many of them innocent, peaceful people who didn't who didn't deserve to die at all, James.
Well, let's sit there. Then how are you going to sit there and justify why I'm a gun carrier? I have concealed weapons permit.
Good.
I carry multiple guns, okay? You're saying that it's okay if you break into my house, hypothetically, you break
what?
Into my house.
No, that's a property rights violation. Why would that be okay? What would make you think I would say that was okay, sir?
No, I didn't say you said it was okay. I said hypothetical. I'm stating the fact that it would be okay for me to shoot you to defend my property rights.
It certainly would, but you can't shoot the state when they come after you to steal your marijuana plants, because then they'll put you in prison or kill you. Thanks for the call, James. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details. Or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, if you want, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the audio on demand listen lines. If we get a chance, we'll play a message from there, because you can now leave us voicemail via this number, 641-793-9660. You can call that number anytime you want, 24/7. And you can listen to LRN.FM, whatever's on our live feed, or you can listen to nearly a dozen of the great LRN.FM original shows, including Declare Your Independence, Angel Clark, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, The No State Project, and more. All of it free for you, presuming you have unlimited long distance on your smartphone or cell phone contract. You know, if you got a dumb phone, this is perfect for you, because with a dumb phone, you can't tune into our streams ever. So this is the only way to listen if you've got a dumb phone. You can call 641-793-9660. And if you have a data plan, then this is one way to avoid using any data in order to listen to Free Talk Live or some of your favorite shows from LRN.FM. And you can now leave us voicemail, which is what one of the listeners did very recently. We might play back that if we get the chance. The number is 641-793-9660. In order to leave us a message, just select 2 for Free Talk Live from the main menu, and then whenever you feel so inclined, you can hit 0. And leave us your message. It'll be delivered to multiple hosts' email boxes. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then more about millennials, allegedly, many of them having less sex than members of the prior generation. That's not to say there aren't, well, you were talking about, Johnson,
right,
millennials who are having a bunch of sex with random partners. That's happening. Mm-hmm. Most millennials are sexually active. But what they found is the millennials born in the 90s are twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their 20s than the previous generation, which is kind of the interesting story here. Let's go to Jonathan, though, in South Carolina, listening online. Jonathan, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, being a millennial and kind of seeing both ends of the spectrum, I see some of my friends, you know, kind of sleeping around, hit and miss on the weekends. And then I also see some who are a lot more dormant, don't really, aren't really looking for much, maybe like a serious relationship. I think, I don't know, it's just kind of weird how that's in the middle. I personally don't, I'm a little bit more worried to go out there and just sleep with anybody. STDs.
Yeah, that's the fear that seems to be driving this no sex thing with the millennials. It's probably public school education that's like, STDs are...
Well, I mean, STDs are...
They're a bad thing, but...
Fairly common.
Yeah, I mean, they're a bad thing, but no, most of the STDs that are out there are pretty harmless. The large majority of them, actually, are
harmless,
like,
as in
really,
they won't kill you, or like harmless as
harmless
in...
Harmless as in,
you
like,
know,
they're not
going to
do anything
from your penis.
To you. Like, no, they're harmless as in, like, they're really not going to do much of anything to you. Like,
okay.
That's... The majority, like the vast majority of STDs, the STD fear is greatly overblown.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
I don't know.
I mean,
man.
That's probably a good thing.
If people are being, let's say, lazy about their selection of sexual partners, that would likely increase the likelihood of contracting maybe a less
sure
than fun STD. So, Jonathan, what's your personal story, if you want to tell it? Are you interested in sexual partners? Are you having relationships? You know what you were talking about. You're observing your fellow millennials. What about you?
I just got out of more of like a long-term relationship over 3 years. And I mean, it's kind of time to go back out there, but it's just a lot of fear and pressure. I guess some of that's from the government schools brainwashing from, you know, sex ed, STDs, babies, and then you have also on the other side, you know, you have social media and all the judgment from other people.
Now, you're feeling judged?
Also, me personally, no. Well, maybe if, you know, I slept with a less attractive woman, you know, you're gonna catch something for that. And I mean, you know what people want to do with their lives, that's up to them. But
so when you say you get back out there, what is that like for a millennial? Is that because I know that we I don't know if you were on the show, Johnson, where we were talking about clubs shutting down in the UK because, you know, younger people are less likely to go out to clubs now with things like Tinder and online dating. So when you say get back out there, do you mean actually to go to a bar or like get on OkCupid?
I do neither, and my friends don't really. There's kind of like a judgment attached with having social media, like Tinder and OkCupid and stuff like that.
Is there?
And then on the other hand, my friends don't really go out to bars. I mean, I go smoke a cigar with some older people every now and again, but I mean, I don't really go to a bar and have just, you know, a casual hookup with ladies, you know?
All right. So when you say get back out there, what do you mean? I mean, what does it mean to be on the market for you?
That's kind of a tricky question. You know, it's more of like call some of your old friends, hang out, see what they're doing, go to a, mm-hmm. maybe a party or two, maybe get a number. I mean, it's kind of an awkward situation because you don't, it's almost like you're cornered. You know, you don't know exactly where to go. So I guess the biggest thing a lot of people are doing are just sitting back and waiting for the right person. I don't know.
I think there's something to that. I mean, I think that, you know, if you're doing the things that you're interested in, then somebody interesting will probably come along, you know, presuming that the things you're interested in don't have you alone in your home all the time. You know, if you're out and about, you're going to school, you're going to work, you're, you know, having hobbies, whatever they are that, you know, might involve other people, you may meet somebody interesting. And I guess that's maybe what they're talking about in this story is these people, the millennials they're talking with here, just aren't driven to put finding a relationship on the top of their, you know, hierarchy of needs, so to speak. Jonathan, good luck out there, and thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us here tonight. Back to the story here from the Washington Post. They talked to Noah Patterson. He's aged 18. He's the one that sits in front of multiple screens. And he says, for the average date, you're going to spend at least 2 hours. And in that 2 hours, I won't be doing something I enjoy. That's a strange thing to say.
Mm.
And it's as though he's, you know, it's more interesting to him to be in front of his computer than in front of another human being. He says it's not that he doesn't like women. Quote, I enjoy their companionship, but it's not a significant part of life. unquote. He has never had sex. He's a web designer in Bellingham, Washington. Although he does say he likes porn, he says, quote, I'd rather be watching YouTube videos and making money. He says sex is not going to be something people ask you for on your resume. That attitude doesn't surprise Helen Fisher, a biological anthropologist at Rutgers University and chief scientific advisor to the dating site Match.com. She said, quote, it's a highly motivated, ambitious generation. A lot of them are afraid they'll get into something that they can't get out of and they won't be able to get back to their desk and keep studying. According to a new report, 15% of 20 to 24-year-olds have not had sex since turning 18, up from 6% in the early 1990s. So that is more than twice, 6% in the early 90s to 15% today have not had sex since turning 18. And a study published in the same journal last year found that although millennials are more accepting of extramarital sex than earlier generations, this might be what you're talking about, Johnson, they reported fewer sexual partners than any group since the 1960s, an average of 8 compared with 11 for boomers and 10 for Generation X. The decline seems likely to continue. According to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the portion of high school students who've had sex fell last year to 41% from 54% in 1991 and about 47% in 2013. The portion who reported sleeping with multiple partners also declined from about 19% in 91 to about 12% last year, which is very strange. I mean, even though like the prudes, for instance, would have you believe that there are, the younger people are more sexually inclined, they're having more risky sex, they're having more sexual partners, the numbers seem to disagree. They're having fewer sexual partners. And they are, the numbers are down. Among millennials, the effects are most dramatic among those born in the mid-90s and later, the first cohort to come of age with smartphones or when smartphones were ubiquitous. It's as though technology is more interesting to them than other human beings, than physical interaction with other people. And maybe there's something to that as you stare into your smartphone here.
I'm trying to find this article that talked about STIs and some of the myths that surround them.
All right, if we get to that, we will hear and more about young people and their less sexual proclivities than the previous generation. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the lack of sexuality that apparently young people are having or not having, however you want to look at it. The story coming from the Washington Post based on a study that appears in the Journal Archives of Sexual Behavior, finding that the younger millennials, those born in the 1990s, are more than twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s as the previous generation was. So comparing to Generation X, it's 15% of 20 to 24-year-olds. They say they haven't had sex at all since turning 18. So again, the majority of them are having sex. But that's 15% up significantly from 6% in the previous generation.
Right.
So more than twice as likely to have had no sex whatsoever since turning 18. The decline seems likely to continue, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. One of the researchers who wrote the study said this was the group that really started to communicate by screens more and by talking to their friends in person less. So is sex decline because people aren't meeting in person? Well, perhaps in part, says the Post, but online life can also affect online life in more subtle ways, especially when potential mates can disappear forever with the swipe of a thumb. It ends up putting a lot of importance on physical appearance, and that, I think, is leaving out a large section of the population, said the author of the study, Ms. Jean Twenge, who teaches psychology at San Diego State University. She says, for a lot of folks who are of average appearance, marriage and stable relationships was where they were having sex. Unlike in face-to-face meetings where you can seduce someone with your charm, she said that dating apps are leaving people with fewer choices, and they might be more reluctant to search for partners at all. It doesn't help that many millennials are relatively unfamiliar with the kind of downtime that it takes to get to know a partner. The nature of communication is now anti-sexual, said the associate clinical professor of pediatrics at Harvard. He says people are not spending enough time alone just together. There's another gorilla in the room. It's whatever is turned on electronically. So but that's been true for a long time, right? People have come home and they've sat and they've watched television for decades. So I don't know if that's necessarily new. But you could say that, for instance, at a dinner table, there is that that tendency to want to go for the phone, right?
Right.
Have you ever done the thing where if you're at a group dinner where you put your phones in a stack?
I've seen that thing. You know, like, I don't have this problem. When I'm with people, you know.
You don't have the tendency to go for the phone?
Not unless nobody's talking.
Have you seen others having that tendency, though?
Yes, I know some people that are like that, that are, like, horrible about it. You know, it's like, and it's rude, you know. It's dumb and it's rude. And it's just, it's interesting to me because, I'm very technocentric, and yet I don't have this weird thing. I mean, it's just like if you had a book, you know, it's the same. I'm
would you be picking the book up?
Magazine.
But the difference is the difference between the book and the magazine and the device is that you know that there's nothing new in that magazine.
Right.
There's nothing new that's going to appear, and so there's something attractive about ooh, I have a message. Ooh,
yeah.
I've got a you know
true.
New this, a new that.
Yeah,
ooh, someone Snapchatted me, and that immediacy of that or the desire for the immediate fix of that. Can override the desire of, oh, maybe I should be having a conversation with this person who's across the table from me. Alexandra Wolf is 19. She'd hoped to find romance in college. In high school, she and her friends were so focused on schoolwork that they didn't date. But as a freshman at George Washington University, she found that between meeting new friends, attending classes, and participating in extracurricular activities, she still didn't have time. She said, quote, I don't involve myself in the scene of frat parties and hookup culture.
So, I mean... I know we're getting into this, but I'm like excited because I found the article that I was trying to find, and I'd love to talk a little bit about some of it. Just I can't really read the article, but I can give some of the he breaks down in this little article about what the effects are and how many partners on average it takes to get an STD.
Okay,
it's just really good information, you know.
Sure.
Like, and I'll give you the link so you know.
Let me finish the lady's statement though. She says it seems like every other option is so time consuming. And very hard to seek out. So, again, she's not interested in hookup culture. She doesn't want to go to frat parties, but the other options are too slow for
her.
She says she's never had sex. She's 19. It's not like I'm saving myself for anything. It's more like I've been busy. I'll give you another quote from another millennial here. But you wanted to share the study showing that sex STDs aren't as risky.
It's just how crazy overblown the fear is, you know, in my opinion anyway. And you know... I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you want to use protection. You don't want to be an idiot because you can, you know, cause yourself.
But that's the thing. I don't like using protection.
Well, you know, that's bad. You know, but if you're, you know,
I'd rather have the testing done.
Yeah, get testing and you know, be careful with the partners that you're with.
It still requires your partner to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, and then you know, you're protect against pregnancy with birth control. Whatever you're gonna do.
Yes.
But okay, let's talk about the most common diseases. Okay. Chlamydia.
Yep.
Living with it. Uncomfortable, and then you take some pills and it's gone.
That's true. That's one of the easy ones.
Curable, 2 to 4 weeks. U.S. prevalence is 2.86 million new cases a year. And the raw score at which how many partners you need before you get it? 36.
All right.
So, you know, like, you got to be pretty active to be catching chlamydia. It's not like it's...
Or your other partner has to be active.
Or your other partner. You have to come across someone who is, you know... pretty active. And, of course, you know, condom protects against it. It's, you know, pretty minor bacterial infection. Let's talk about gonorrhea. Gonorrhea. Living with it. Painful. Hope for no pus.
Oh.
Then you take some pills and it's gone. Again, curable? Yes, within a month. U.S. prevalence, new cases annually, 570,000. Raw score, you'd need to have, on average, around 179 partners before you're going to get this. So you have to be sleeping with someone who's pretty dirty. Condom protects, yes. And then the next, syphilis. Living with it, it's itchy, and then 15 letters, you go insane and kill yourself. No, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's syphilis. That's true. The curable, yes. U.S. prevalence is 55,400 cases per year, which means that, this is not a typo, you'd need 1,841 partners. On average, before you're going to catch syphilis, it's like generally no, and a condom does not.
So babies are more likely than these things.
Condoms do not protect against syphilis.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Nietzsche apparently fondness for prostitutes talks a little bit about it. Syphilis is a 19th century version of the AIDS epidemic. You know, it's curable.
Yeah.
Again, it's not something else that's curable.
It's not the end of the world, but it's also no fun.
Get tested sometime in the next 15 years, and you'll be all right. HPV, high risk, the high risk strange, living with it is a nuisance. A few years of awkward conversations, hopefully just one painful operation for women. Curable, no, but it typically leaves on its own after a few years. And there is also a vaccination for women and men now. Get it. U.S. prevalence, 78 million. Raw score, 4 partners. Condom protects, no.
Okay, so, you know, I guess I think you've made your point here.
Yep.
Good information. That doesn't mean to, you know, that it's pretty clear you should still use sexually protection, you know, condoms, things like that.
Yep.
Be careful. Because there still are concerns and you don't want to end up with this stuff because it's still not fun to get it. Even if it's curable, you still got to go to the doctor and then you've got to wait for 4 weeks.
But most of these things you can reverse and they're changeable, whereas pregnancy is completely and irreversibly life-changing.
Yep, no doubt about that. At Tulane University in New Orleans, Wolf's high school classmate, Claudia W., she's 19, feels like an odd duck in a sea of Tinder users. She wants what she calls an old-fashioned relationship, leading to marriage and kids. But fellow students are into what she says very casual one-night stands, going to bars and going home with someone, she said. Claudia, who didn't want her last name used because, quote, I don't want all my professors reading about how I'm a virgin, said her parents worry. They always ask me, are you against relationships? Why don't you have a boyfriend? My mom, she hooked up all the time in college. She's like, I would still love you, but are you gay? But for me, it's not anything about chastity or fear of sex. I'm just like, eh, it'll happen. Millennials have been called to be the most cautious generation, the first to grow up with car seats and bike helmets, the first not allowed to walk to school or to go to the playground alone. The sense of caution sometimes manifests itself as a heightened awareness of emotional pitfalls. For example, some young people speak disparagingly of the messy emotional state love and lust can engender, referring to it as, quote, catching feelings. So if they're having sex with people, they don't want to catch feelings for them. This generation has also grown up in an age in which it's possible to inflict suffering in ways that are both hidden and horrifyingly public, such as cyberbullying or posting compromising pictures online. In such an environment, young people have developed what some see as necessary defenses and others view as thin skin. On college campuses, you'll see older people scratching their heads about safe spaces, said Twinge. That's about emotional safety, the new idea of words being more harmful, referring to trigger warnings and other terms that college-age people use to talk about potentially trauma-inducing stimuli. Meanwhile, in efforts to counteract hookup and drinking culture, some campuses have begun instigating yes-means-yes rules, stipulating that each step of a sexual encounter requires verbal consent, which we've talked about that here on Free Talk Live, and that is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
Which is why some people feel that staying away from it altogether is less risky.
Mm-hmm.
Out of time for tonight, but you can share your thoughts here with us later at freetalklive.com and on the next show. We'll see you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.